psychic for the morning show.
Woman's Day magazine.
And Tanya and Steve. Australia's most trusted psychic medium. Mitchell Coombs.
Morning, Mitchell. Hello, Mitchell.
Good morning. It's lovely to see you lovely people.
He's smelling a bit frankincense.
I know. He smells gorgeous.
I know. You said when I come in, what is that you're wearing? It smells so divine. I said, oh, it's, you know, from 100 years ago, spiritual sky oils.
That's an old bottle.
Oh, it really is. That, you know, they were out in the 70s, you know. And I just love the smell.
Mm.
Mm, it's divine.
It's almost overpowering my Old Spice.
Almost.
We are going to get straight into it because, of course, the her phones have had a hernia.
Yep.
The idea.
Very horny.
Slip there.
1-3-5-3. Give us a call if you want. Mitchell Coombs
Stephen,
today.
Move back to your microphone,
I'm
please.
Back.
Sheree.
Why did you run to her when she said that?
Sheree.
I just wanted to embrace her.
Good morning. Ask your question to Mitchell.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Sheree. Go ahead with your question.
Mitchell, I've had a friend recently pass, and I just wondered if she's okay.
As soon as I heard your voice, actually, I want to say to you, I actually do feel very strong presence with you. To me, would you understand that her passing, did you not get the opportunity to say goodbye to her before she passed?
Yeah, no.
I don't know if her passing was very sudden, but see, she makes me feel as though her passing was very sudden. I feel it was very quick, and I feel it was a shock for a lot of people. You've been having dreams, she's telling me, and I feel that she will come to you through your dreams. You need to really pay attention to your dreams. This is important for you to do. My feeling and my sense is, yes, she is okay, and I feel that she certainly is around you. And I'm just listening here, and she's singing Happy Birthday, you know. And I want to say to you, I don't understand if it's your birthday that's coming up or just been, or if it's hers, but there seems to be candles and a birthday cake, and she's singing Happy Birthday and she's talking about birthdays. Is there some connection to a birthday and possibly her passing even? I feel like she wants to reference this.
So she was one of my daughter's best friends, and it's my daughter's birthday next week.
So she's coming with the birthday cake and the candles, and she's singing Happy Birthday. So she'll very much be with your daughter on her birthday. She will be with her. She will be there. I don't know if you can place the name Sarah, who Sarah is, but I've just heard her call out that name. So if that's a friend of this lady's, I have to wonder. But she's certainly okay, and I do feel that she's with you and she's sending her love.
Okay, terrific. Thank you, Mitchell.
You're welcome. Thank you for your call.
There you go.
Wow. Weirdo.
Weirdo freaking.
Hear the twilight music.
Yeah, I know. Hello, Mia.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Tanya. Hi, Mitchell.
Hi there. Mia. What's your question for me this morning?
I need to know, is my partner cheating? And if so, how many women do you foresee?
Goodness me, such a loaded question so early in the morning. And this is something that must be playing very heavily on your mind. I've just drawn here an oracle card, and the card I have here is the Butterfly of Direction, which is all about really looking at the direction that you're heading in your life, your life's path, moving forward, and taking a new approach with things. What I really feel is happening here is I feel that there needs to be more open dialogue, more communication between you and your partner, and I feel that this is something that you need to really try to encourage. I will just say to you this, I feel the butterfly of strength here. To me, I feel you've got the strength to overcome any sort of obstacle or problem. And I'm not saying that whether he is or isn't, because I have to be honest with you and say I'm actually not being shown. Sometimes I'm shown these things, sometimes I'm not. But I do feel that this is something that you need to have a deeper conversation with. I do feel there's been strain, cracks in the relationship. But I do feel that things can be reconciled or worked through or sorted out. I just feel what you need to do is take a very big step back, which I feel you've done, and really look at the situation and talk to your partner, talk to him, ask these questions, and you need to express what's going through. Communication will be the saving key here, and this is very important for you. I've also drawn the blank card out of my oracle deck, and what that tells me is that for you, there really is no obstacles that stand in your way. The path ahead will become very clear to you. So I do know that there will be a good outcome for you, but I do feel communication will be your saving grace, and this is something you need to start to do.
Okay, fantastic.
All right. And your father in the spirit world, is your father in the spirit world?
No.
Okay, just by stop. There's a man here on your father's side in spirit world, so it may be his father, who I feel is watching out for you and watching over you. There's a lot of love coming to you from upstairs, and they're watching over your dad as well. So whether he's been unwell or there's been worries around him recently, I just know there's a lot of protection around your dad at this time. And I do feel that there's a man on his side of the family that's watching over you. And I don't know if you didn't know him very well in this lifetime, but he's certainly watching over you and protecting you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Mia.
Thank you.
Do you often get asked that one, Mitch?
Oh, all sorts of questions.
Oh, I can imagine.
You know,
that one to me is
And quite
oddly
often,
not something I would go to you for.
Well, yeah. You know, quite often, yes. Well, quite often, you know, I like to be very straightforward with my answers. And sometimes if I'm not shown something, I won't say. You know, if I'm shown, of course, I will tell you. And I have actually managed to catch, unfortunately, people doing the wrong thing.
Okay.
But I wasn't being shown. It's almost as though communication has to happen there. For sure.
Is Michael cheating on me? I don't mean with another woman. I mean, he's not supposed to be eating bad food at the moment.
Oh, he's hiding the evidence.
Knew it!
Sneaking a burger on the way home and throwing the wrapper in a bin, you know, at someone else in the neighbour's bin. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Tanya seeing another incredibly witty, good-looking radio announcer behind my back and doing like a little podcast somewhere that I don't know about?
I'm not going to tell you.
All right, 133-53. Mitchell Coombs is going to stick around. The phones are in fact having a hernia.
That little building.
Give us a call if you want to ask Mitchell a question. 133-53.
If I may back my mate, it was merely a Sopranos version of hernia that she mentioned earlier. Oh, I got a hernia!
Phones are going hard. I don't want to
She's having a lot of trouble with her H words today, everyone.
My
segment is
going
to make the... Sorry, Mitchell. Segment's going to make the promos, isn't it?
I think so. We're locking the hernia! Now we've got Mary here. Hello, Mary.
Stephen Mitchell, how are you all?
I'm good, thank you. Good, thank you, Mary. Go ahead with your question.
I've had a lot going on lately, and I was just hoping you could tell me if my finances and everything's going to work out with my house.
Oh, I have to say to you, Mary, straight away as I'm connecting in with you, I just see the most incredible emerald-coloured green around you in energy, actually, and that's the colour of change, transformation for me. So I have to say to you, you really are about to experience a wave of major change in your life. I feel that it's very positive, and I'm going to say to you, actually, I feel it's more around the turning time of June. So it's when we move more into June of this year, you will really start to feel these changes taking effect, and I feel that there's improvements, I want to say to you, in all areas of your life. You've been feeling very unsettled around your home.
Yes, definitely. Mm.
Have you been thinking about selling or moving?
No, but my husband and I just separated. And,
That's the unsettledness, because you just seem so unsettled at home. I feel very unsettled, you know, and I have to say to you, it will pass. You will pass through this, and I feel that you will find that everything will fall into place for you. You mustn't worry about the future, because I'm told that there are very bright prospects. I can see you gathering your assets together, and I can see you speaking to professionals, seeking advice, ideas, and so on. I know it's really hard, and emotionally it's even harder for you right now, because you never thought you'd be at this time in your life, even at this age, and be in this position. It's something that never entered your mind, really. And so it's a shock. But I have to say to you, the hope springs eternal, and there is a lot of hope and a lot of light for you at the end of the tunnel. You will thank your lucky stars at the end that you've gone through this now rather than in 10 more years' time.
Okay, awesome.
You're all right. Mary.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Mary, you all right?
Yes.
You sure?
And
it'll work out, mate. It'll work out.
It will.
And I just want to say, Mary, there's a lovely lady in the spirit world around you connecting in here as well, actually. Mm-hmm. Now, your mum's mum, your nan, she's passed. Has your mum passed as well?
No.
No, she's here. So I don't know if your mum's lost her sister or somebody else, because I seem to feel that there's two women here, but one's your mum's mum, and they're just coming in so strong, sending their love and their support to you. So I want you to know, Mary, you're not alone. You're never alone. And I just heard, look for the butterfly, because they're sending it to you as a sign to show you that you are on track and that you are being watched over. You're very loved.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Big hug, mate.
Yeah, big hugs.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Mary.
Hey, if I can get through a divorce, you can, mate. I'm a hopeless joke.
It's the shock and trauma of change that causes this. You know, it's such a shock.
It's tough.
But
especially
change
at a stage and age where you don't expect it.
That's right. But there's always, I always say that even on a cloudy day, there's always a little light.
Well, let's see what Lee has to ask.
That's not true. Mine's always cloudy.
Morning, Lee. Ask your question to Mitchell.
Hi, Tanya. Hi, Steve. Hi, Mitchell.
Hi, Lee. Go ahead with your question.
So my mother-in-law passed just recently, within 2 years of my father-in-law. Mm. I did ask her to send me a sign that she's okay, and we just want to make sure that they're both okay.
Not only are they both okay, but I feel they're both together in spirit world, actually. And, you know, your father-in-law, I feel, came to collect your mother-in-law. He was there to greet her, to help her over to the spirit world and to the other side. Does somebody have a pearl necklace that belonged to her? Do you know what she's talking about? Showing me a string of pearls or a necklace. I think it's a pearl necklace. It's like...
Possibly.
It's like beads, like you know, beads on a chain or on a necklace. I keep seeing that. I have to say to you, I feel that she's. Yeah, I'm just listening here. She's got her energy back. She's just showing to me here. Mm-hmm. She's saying that she has her energy back because she's become quite frail, become quite tired prior to her passing. And yeah. I feel that, you know, she really fought all the way to the very end, she's just saying to me. And I don't know if she had cancer with her passing, but she's just said to me, you know, tell them I've got my weight back. I look normal again, she's saying. This is her words, not mine. She says, oh, it's normal. But she says, oh, I look normal again. So she's showing that to me here. And, oh, yes, and she's calling out Margaret. Who's Margaret?
Margaret. Mm. Oh, Maggie. That's her best friend.
Yeah.
That's her best friend.
She's calling out that name?
Yep.
Mm. So she's acknowledging her. She's just referencing that and she's calling out her name and she's just said to me, oh, gosh, she's very happy. She's just said to me that she was really thrilled with everything that was done for her funeral. Yeah, very, very satisfied, very gratified. And I don't know who it was that wrote the words or wrote a letter to place with her in her coffin, but she just keeps saying, I carry the words in my heart. I carry the words in my heart. So maybe that's something you might have to either ask the family about, or I don't know if that's something you know about, but she's saying that to me. And, oh, yes, and she's just said to me the 23rd is important. Mm? The 23rd day of the month. I don't know if someone's born on the 23rd, passed on the 23rd, but that's something to look into. But she's happy, she's well, and she's with her husband. She's with your father-in-law.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right.
Well, on you.
Lots of love. Big pleasure. Hugs.
Thank you.
It's nice to hear a daughter-in-law so attached to her parents-in-law, Lee.
That's true.
You're obviously close.
Oh, we are. We're all close. And, I was there at the end with my husband and, his two sisters. And, we're right there to the end.
You actually held her hand at the end, she just said. And I don't know if it was her right hand, but you held it. And she just said to say thank you for what you did for her yesterday on Mother's Day on Sunday to acknowledge her. She was there.
We had everyone together on the Saturday. And
she was there. And you've got the photo of her in the gold picture frame. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She likes that photo. She says you talk to her often. You often say hello. And she says when you speak and you think of me, I can hear you. She can hear your thoughts. So she's certainly there. She's with you.
Oh, thank you.
All right, enough. I'm getting goosebumps. Thanks, Lee.
I'm only just getting going, you see. See when I start getting into my flow?
Between goosebumps and horny, I mean, she's exhausted.
You've had an interesting morning, Steve, haven't you?
You're going to wait until we get back.
Well, if you want to book a private reading with Mitchell, all you got to do is go mitchellcoombs.com.
Plus, you're down on the weekend on Saturday?
Yes, I'm going to be at the Station Newcastle on Saturday. There's a huge well-being and mystic festival. I'm on stage at 1 p.m. Giving messages to the audience, but they've got everything from food vans to store holders to readings to crystals, healings. It's going to be African drumming. It's a huge day.
Fantastic.
The Station Newcastle all day this coming Saturday. Cool. Wellbeing and Mystic Festival. It's on my website. Mitchell. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming in. Mitchell Coombs with Tanya and Steve at Triple M.